Starting out as the ultimate gentleman's sport, tennis has evolved to a highly competitive and cutthroat environment. Personalities such as Riggs, McEnroe, and Agassi have always polarized the tennis community, sparking debate over what is or is not appropriate in this traditional setting. More recently, a surge in successful young Aussies making up the top 100 has meant that our players and their behaviour have been put under the international spotlight. The issue of mental and emotional health and its impact on players seems to have been left in the locker room until now. Former professional player turned coach Clint Letcher says there's a greater need for mental health education from a grassroots level and that governing bodies have a major part to play.
Tennis and competitive sports just in general take a toll. You're so young when you get into the sport that you don't realise sort of the ups and downs that you're going to go through, and the highs and lows, they are brutal. We need to help support little kids during those. I believe if we don't do a better job now, there's going to be a lot of kids that are going to have a lot of issues when they grow up, unfortunately. It's a huge thing right now and it needs to be addressed. I know Tennis Australia is trying to do a lot of this stuff, but I think they need to do a lot more to try and just help out a lot of, even some of the kids individually, rather than sort of having them as a collective.
Given the individual nature of tennis and the pressures of competing at such a high level, it almost seems inevitable that players will face mental health issues at some point throughout their career. But questions have been raised over whether enough is being done to combat these challenges. Australian junior tennis player Tara Aksentijevic says mental toughness is key to making it in tennis.
Because it's a solo sport, everything relies on you. So you can't have like your parents help, you can't have coaches help, everything's on you. So mentally you have to be a lot stronger as well as physically strong, especially when you're playing long, tiring matches. It drains you mentally as well, not just physically. So being able to last in those long situations and long matches, you need to be mentally tough.
When asked about negative behaviour by professionals, Tara believes this is directly influencing junior players' understanding of professionalism on court.
I think definitely players such as Nick Kyrgios obviously doesn't have the best attitude on court, but I think a lot of junior kids look up to him because he is such an amazing player, like on court physically. But then at the same time, watching his attitude, kids think that it's normal to be the way he acts on court, but they don't really realize the negative impact that it puts onto them, like smashing rackets and stuff like that. A lot of kids watch that sort of stuff on TV and they think that it's normal, so they think it's fine for them to do it as well. So I think sometimes the negative attitudes really influence the younger generations and the younger kids.
Every single time I play, he's doing some stupid every time.
Court violation on sportsmanlike conduct, point penalty, Mr. Kyrgios.
Sport marketing researcher and senior lecturer at Griffith University, Dr. Jason Doyle, says that it's up to sporting bodies to draw the line on poor behaviour at the elite level.
When an athlete is controversial, when they're in the news headlines, then by design that gets their team, their league, their sport attention. But it does have that ability to affect how people feel about their own children playing sports. So I guess we're seeing a lot of debate at the moment about safety in sport. And of course, when you have young children in particular getting involved in sport, it's the parents that are making the decision. So they want to keep them safe, but they also want to make sure that they're playing sport where there's positive role models and there's a positive culture and environment in there. So from the league's perspective, if they're not denouncing negative behavior, then that's sending a message to the grassroots participants and to the decision makers, being the mums and dads, that sort of behaviour is tolerated.
A recent report conducted by Sport Australia found that tennis is the fastest growing sport in the country, with the largest demographic of participants being males from ages 9 to 14. Nikki Bogosavak, The Source News.